we got everybody here, so call the meeting to order. And Jeremy, do you want to call the roll?
Sure, it's a meeting of the Tinnick Board of Education, February 12th, 2018, 11:30 a.m., Tinnick Board Conference Room. Members present, Janice Boswell.
Here.
Heather Young.
Here.
Ted Haynes.
Here.
Superintendent Hughes.
Here.
Myself, Jeremy Snell. Members excused are Member Real and Member Wall.
Okay. Do you want to follow me in the Pledge of Allegiance? Mm-hmm. Not the Star Spangled Banner. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands,
one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Okay, do we have any communications from board members? Okay. I will turn the time over to the superintendent.
Okay, board members, we're here for this meeting that we've scheduled outside of our normal proceedings because we've received an application for a durable power of attorney and guardianship for a student that's moved into the West Desert. The information surrounding the case is before you in the application. We do have all of the notices have been notarized and signed by the parent and the grandparent who is receiving the child. Parent of Tasha Allred is providing durable power of attorney to grandmother Robin, I believe it is
Wentz.
For the student listed. We will not list off the student's name on the record, but we do have both parent and grandparent signatures authorizing for that transfer of the student. Mrs. Kramer, Principal Kramer from West Desert Elementary and West Desert High School is here. She is representing any questions needed by the board on behalf of the parent or grandparent. She has spoken with both parties. I have spoken with one, the grandparent, but not the merit mother. So I would ask if there's the board members have any questions for Principal Kramer, we can go through those now. Mrs. Kramer, do you have any information you'd like to share with your communications?
I was going to ask you if you had any comments.
When I spoke to the mother, she was very appreciative that we were meeting, and she said we did not make this decision lightly. We both really feel she was very supportive and felt like this is the best thing for her son. She just appreciated the fact that we were going to let him come to school at West Desert. So I think it sounds like it's a very positive thing. There's no animosity or, you know, custody battle or anything. So
did they indicate whether this was going to be ongoing or just for the school year or anything like that?
She did not indicate.
Okay.
Where did they come out of?
I'm not sure.
My understanding was Nevada. Is the daughter was living in Nevada, but I could be wrong on that. And my also understanding is that Robin Wentz is living in the Granite Ranch area, mm-hmm. and so there will be. That's where the student will be living. So
yeah, and she has a daughter that also.
She does. She has Tiana Allred is mm-hmm. the daughter's name, and she is a sophomore or maybe a freshman.
Ninth grade.
In the high school, so it'll be another student that they're coming from the same family. So that's the information I know. And we could also get a little bit more maybe in our next following meeting if we need to from Board Member Rio, who might know, but no, nothing to be concerned about. Board members, so if there are no questions, I would just turn the time back over to the Board President and move forward with this item.
Okay, I'd entertain a motion to approve the application.
I move to approve the application of durable power of attorney provided by Tasha Allred, mother, to provide guardianship of the listed student to Robin Wentz, grandmother.
I'll second it.
A motion has been made to approve the application of durable power of attorney provided by Tasha Allred, mother, to provide guardianship of the listed student to Robin Wentz, grandmother. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, opposed? Okay, that motion passes. Thank you.
Okay, board members, I appreciate your time coming in today. Sorry for the short notice, but it has greatly helped the student. Mrs. Kramer, mm-hmm. As the board finalizes this, will you please notify the parent and or grandparent that they can be in the school as early as noon today if they'd like.
Okay.
So.
Oh, good.
Oh, okay.
and also the teachers at the building to prepare for that. So.
Okay, good. I'd entertain a motion to adjourn.
I move that we adjourn.
Second.
Okay. Motion's been made and seconded to adjourn the meeting. Meeting is adjourned. Thank you.